your comments on the air. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
It's a new day in the Sario Doherty household. It's a new year. We're making a lot of changes. I know if you've seen the new website, ElizabethDoherty.com, we're changing it up. It's not done yet. We've got another website coming, too, with some great stuff. Great stuff. In the meantime, Michael's got a little announcement to make.
I'm a Reagan Republican. One of those kids like Michael J. Fox and that TV show. I just love Ronald Reagan, and I always will. Reagan Republican. But tonight, on the program, I'm officially renouncing the Republican Party. I've had it with you. I'm sick to death of you. I'm leaving you, and I will probably re-register my party affiliation. And I'm not kidding it. I'm not making it up. I'm disgusted by what Reese Priebus and all those idiots that are in charge of the Republican Party right now. I'm absolutely disgusted by what you guys have done. Here's where I'm heading. I always believe certain things about certain politicians. I always thought that Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I always thought that Thomas Jefferson, because he was held up by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the late 1930s as the icon, and then they embraced him as one of the founding fathers of the Democratic Party. I always thought that Thomas Jefferson was one of those guys. That he was one of the founders of what was called the Democratic Republican Party. But I was wrong. I've started reading, and I'm going to do a lot more reading, about Thomas Jefferson. And the more I read about Thomas Jefferson, the more I'm starting to think, that's the guy. Those were the ideas. The current Democratic Party would not like Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson would not like the current Democratic Party. They would not get along. And here's why. Before Thomas Jefferson's party was called the Democratic Republican Party, they were called the Anti-Federalist. You got to go back to the very beginnings of this country. There were the Federalist, that would be George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, who believed in a strong federal government. And then there were the Anti-Federalists. There were the Thomas Jeffersons and the James Madisons, who said, this Constitution is okay, but we need a Bill of Rights. George Washington and Alexander Hamilton said, no, no Bill of Rights. You got your rights already in that Constitution. And it was the Anti-Federalists, the people who were against a big government, who said, no, damn it, we're not going to sign on to this unless a Bill of Rights is attached to it to assure that the people have certain rights written down, guaranteed.
Most people don't understand that. Most people think if you're a Federalist, you're a Constitutionalist. It really isn't that way at all.
It's backwards.
Right. They try to say being a statist is bad. Being a statist is good. That means you want a small federal government. Being a Federalist is bad.
Time, politics, and the fact that we don't teach history anymore is what has distorted or allowed these terms to be distorted. Thomas Jefferson today would be furious with the Democratic Party of today. The Democratic Republican Party that he was a member of actually dissolved in about 1815, 1820, in that time frame. And then the new party started up using that Democratic name. And then about 1860 with Abraham Lincoln, that another party started up using the Republican name. But the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson has been held up as an icon in the Democratic Party. It's not so. He did not believe in the same things. He believed in the, like I said, the Bill of Rights. He believed in a pay-as-you-go government. He believed that the federal government should not be accruing debt. He believed in the state's rights to say that a federal law is wrong. We're not going to go along with it. He believed in nullification. He did not like conscription. Did not go along with the federal government saying, we need your sons and daughters to join us, saying that it is absolutely wrong that the federal government can take it upon itself to just grab the sons and daughters of Americans and force them to fight for venal, was the word that they used, venal governments. And I had to look up the word venal and it means money-grubbing pigs. And that's what both parties have become. I believe in the principles of 98. The principles of 98 goes back to 1798. A group of guys who got together and said, here's what we believe in. Here's where we want to go with this new government. Now, you got to remember, the government was only about, you know, less than 10 years old at the time. Two states went along with it, Virginia and Kentucky. All the others, seven others said, nah. Seven others said, no way, we don't believe in this, we're not going to follow it, we don't need it. We don't need it incorporated into where this new government is going. And three of them sat on their hands. Shame on them. The only two that had it right, the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The rest of them had it all wrong. And therefore, tonight, I'm renouncing my membership in the Republican Party. And I want to see the Democratic Republican Party reborn. I want to see people who believe in a pay-as-you-go small government with a strong Bill of Rights, standing up for the people. I want to see states being able to tell the federal government, F off, you got it wrong, we're not following these laws. I want to see a small federal government and more emphasis placed on citizens and the state government. And the federal government there as it needs to be to protect the general welfare. And by the way, that should be better defined. So as Governor Abbott of Texas is calling for a constitutional convention, if you start doing the math of what is required there, of the 50 states, it takes 33 of them to make that happen. Are there 33 states, 33 governors that will stand with Governor Abbott of Texas and say, it's time. We've had enough. We have to preserve what we can moving forward. And then four, any constitutional amendments that they come up with, it doesn't even take all 33 of them to agree to that. I believe the number was about 24. Is it that difficult? Can we get 24 states to save the country? It really has come down to, this is our last chance. This is our last chance to save this country. I'm asking you tonight to renounce your membership in both the Democrat and the Republican parties and become a member of the Democratic Republican Party of Thomas Jefferson, the only guy who had it right. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk more about federal overreach on the Doherty Report right here on the Genesis Communications Network.